So I have to confess that I am tired of the phrase, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. While I appreciate the sentiment that the person saying it wants anyone who mourns, is in pain, suffering, or going through a difficult time to know that they can get through it, I just don't think that it's true. When we examine it, even the phrase itself is troublesome. As if those of us who have exercised our spiritual muscles and are quite fit can endure greater trials, and that's what we're going to get, like running a marathon every day or entering a strongman competition where we pull 3 cars 1,000 feet with our brutal strength. Or that God treats those who haven't left the couch or their bed in months with kid gloves, giving them what they can endure, what little they can endure. Maybe a walk around the park or a short jog. I do think that God allows us to be tested. And if you don't believe me, then start reading through the book of Job or think back to the sermon series that we did earlier this summer. But I don't think that God only allows us to be tested within our limits. Mostly because I think we often encounter situations and tests in life that are far more than we can handle on our own. I cannot believe that the number of soldiers that come back from a deployment where they watch the horrors of war, watch their friends lose arms, legs, or their lives, were not given more than they can handle. If God only allowed them what they can handle, then why do so many come back suffering from PTSD, and then several choose to get out by suicide? I cannot believe that the loss of a loved one is not more than we can handle. It is a profound loss and bears much pain, especially in those first few days and weeks. If you asked my family and friends who surrounded me shortly after my first husband's death, they would note how out of it I was and utterly reliant on other people. I just cannot see how young boys and girls who are kidnapped and then sold into sex traffic circles to live out their lives captive and abused is not more than they can handle. Or that the worry brought on by being indefinitely furloughed from your primary source of income with the bills piling up, or the concern that you may not survive this illness if you test positive for COVID, isn't more than you can handle. I simply refuse to believe that God gives us or allows only what we can handle. No matter how strong we are, there will always be some sort of pain that will be more than we can endure on our own. Which is why we pray that God save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. Because we cannot do it on our own. We need God to walk with us, to come and to save us, to deliver us from evil. Because God is far more capable of handling the evil that plagues us than we will ever be. The evil that creates our greed and makes us hoard our own resources, failing to give to others who need help. The evil of our own pride and the need to be right that starts fights and fails to compromise. The evils of war and terror. Evils of mental illness that plague us and cause people to be destructive to themselves and their loved ones. The dark, empty evil of death that clings so closely. God, save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil because we cannot do it on our own, even if we think we can. Which may be the worst evil that we can ever endure, the lie of self-reliance. Believing that we are strong enough and don't need God other than to dole out acceptable challenges. God doesn't give us what we can handle. God only gives or allows what God can handle. And God never leaves. God is here. God is there with you, with us in our pain and our suffering. God is with those who live in war-torn places and in the ruins of life. God is with our siblings of color, those who know what it is to be Jacob Blake and to have been mourning for their entire lives. God is with us in our pain. God goes wherever we go, even into death. Because God has already been to each of those places, forsaken and emptied on the cross, and has come back to get us, to bring us through death and into new life. Our God is a God who does not shy away from what is ugly, broken, and scary. Instead, God works in the midst of all those things to create something great and wonderful. In fact, God does the best work in those places that we would rather not go, healing our wounds and reminding us of what we've been through when we look at the scar that is left behind, reminding us that we are here because God was always with us. God only allows what God can handle, and that's quite a lot. So in a little bit, we will pray. God, save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. Because it is only God who can do those things.